You're now listening to the Pop Drone Show on CITR 101.9, 10:05 in the morning. That was a brand new one by the UK, UK Pens. Three girls, just saw them at Summer Bummer down in Portland. Amazing weekend of a lot of new garage and punk stuff. Got to see some bands I've been itching to see for a while, including the Mighty Mayors, who more than lived up to their hype. More on that later. Right now we're going to start you off with the brand new triple pack from the Hozak Hookup Club. We're going to start off with White Mystery. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Yeah! Born in the sewers, I feel it's you.
You're back with Pop Drones. That last track there, it's a brand new one by Art Thieves, who claimed to be from Uganda, but I highly doubt that. That's a brand new one on Hozak. If you signed up earlier to the Hozak Hookup Club, yeah, you would have been listening to that one all week. Like myself, ahead of that was Mother of Tears from Chicago. That song was called Little Ratty. Then White Mystery, also from Chicago. Hozak, of course, being based out of Chicago, signing some of Chicago's finest, a lot of these groups on the Hookup Club, seeing their first release through the taste-making label that is Hozak. And then starting off the set was a brand new one by Pens. That's from a four-way split with Christmas Island, Graffiti Island, and the Dum Dum Girls. That one's out on Artfag. You should probably still be able to get that one. I believe it's just artfagrecordings.com to nab that one up. And we got lots and lots of new stuff to get through this week. So let's just keep plowing through. This is a brand new one by Hunches.
Thank you. He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
You're now listening to CITR 101.9 Pop Drones. I'm your host, Mark Richardson. That last track there was by Ebonics. It's called Mexican Thunder. I believe that's a self-released 7-inch split with Gestapo Katsi, both of them playing at Summer Bummer. It's an amazing, amazing festival down in Portland. Sounds like it's going to be a twice-a-year thing, one time in the winter, one time in the summer. This summer event was probably the biggest with lots of big names in underground garage and punk, including VOCs, Mayors, Sick Alps, Meth Teeth, and tons and tons of others. And speaking of Meth Teeth, brand new LP, and you heard that track just before Ebonics, that is called Unemployment Forever. It's a re-recording from their 7-inch from Sweet Rot from last year, almost 2 years ago now, actually. And then we heard Long-Legged Woman Vinegar. That's from last year, released on the Pollen Season label. And starting off the set was Hunches, with a track off their brand new limited release on In the Red called Home Alone 5. I believe that one's only available from the In the Red site, one side being a lot of demos that didn't make it on to Exit Dreams, their full length from earlier this year. The second side being a live set recorded for John Peel, one of the last Peel sessions, in fact. Right now we've got some Canadian action coming up here. Brand new one here by Famines, brand new cassette. You're listening to Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. This is The Famines.
God. dust. I'm working with diamonds, with mandatory, lunatic. I'm with mandatory, I'm mutiny.
The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Last track there was by Black Puss, Bark of the Tree. That was Brian Chippendale, the main singer and drummer in Lightning Bolt, who actually have a brand new LP forthcoming on Load. It's been a long time, been about 4 years. But we've had a couple Black Puss releases to hold us over, including that 7-inch that was released on Corleone, which I believe is also a label from their hometown of Rhode Island. Side of that was Hunter Gatherer from Philadelphia. It's a brand new self-release cassette. And ahead of that was another cassette by Edmonton's The Famines. That was Give Me Some Number. That was a live, recorded live July 14th, 2008 on a newly released cassette. Actually comes with its own booklet with more than enough information on the band, including fingerprints and birth dates of grandparents and so on and so forth. It's actually probably one of the most inventive cassette releases I've ever seen. It actually comes with a full book that's binded. It's a lot of work there. Right now we've got some brand new stuff by San Francisco Water Cooler and Eternal Tapestry, both West Coast psych juggernauts. So let's start off with some San Francisco Water Cooler.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was a sidelong jam by Portland's Eternal Tapestry. It's a brand new LP, limited to 700 copies. Comes with a CD of bonus tracks, plus all the stuff that's on the record. And just ahead of that was San Francisco Water Cooler, off of their self-released LP from late last year. Right now, we've got a brand new one by 103.Never. I should be getting a phone call here from my good friend Josh. He'll be playing some stuff for us in just a little bit. But until then, this is a brand new one by 103.Never on 101.9.
thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. It's time for our weekly phone-in from my man Josh Rose over here. Let's see if you can hear us. You there, Josh?
Yep.
All right, man. What are we listening to this week?
Stephen Roig. I'm not sure how you pronounce his name. It's like R-O-I-G-K.
Yeah, one of those unpronounceable European names.
Yeah, among many. that's what we get for being North American. not being able to pronounce names. It's a record I picked up, again, another thing, when I was traveling in the States in New York. I actually bought from Keith Fullerton Whitman directly, who runs an awesome mail order distribution that I know you use used in the past. And it's like, always got crazy, interesting stuff that you can't really get anywhere else. And I bought it solely on the basis that it's on a label I love called Tochnit Aleph, which I think is Israeli. The word, but the label's based out of Germany. It's run by a guy named Daniel Lowenbrook, who is the man behind Ray and Bashy. And the most of their output has been reissues and things involved with the Schimfletch Group Collective, which is like Rudolf Eber of Brunzel, Stern, and Gergelstock, and Dave Phillips of Fear of God and DP fame.
Yeah, I noticed this had a real Dave Phillips vibe. Not quite as dense, but there's little sections there when I think the vocals.
Yeah, it totally has that kind of, like, it fits the framework of a lot of the stuff on the label and a lot of their work. Very conceptual, obviously very concerned with sound and, like, the sonics, but also with a kind of sense of humor, a playfulness that I think only really those guys in that world do. That, like, you know, you kind of look at them amongst that scene of kind of like post-industrial noise practitioners, and you have the, like, very serious people who take themselves very serious, and you have these guys who look like they're going to be really serious, and then you realize that they're, like, just a bunch of goons and, yeah, like, total goofballs. And, I mean, it's like, if you meet or see Daniel perform as Ray and Bashy, or Dave Phillips perform, it's really more like a theatrical experience and, like, comedy, because, you know, laughing about stuff always wins out.
Yeah, I think that seems to come from European sensibilities a lot more. You think about when we played that Matin record, a couple months back. That's the same idea, you know. And then when he does, like, his rock stuff, it's just way, it's really intense, and suddenly it's very serious. But yeah, it's definitely playful at the same time.
It's just a different. I don't know if it comes from having that kind of history. Or what? Because, I mean, it's not like all European acts have that same sensibility, but definitely I think the powerful ones, the ones, like, still doing interesting things and pushing it.
Yeah.
And
it just seems to happen there a lot more than than
it
here.
It seems like a pervasive kind of stylistic choice to be, like, a little bit comedy, sometimes black, sometimes not.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll develop that in a couple thousand years.
Yeah.
what are you listening to?
We've got our own, like, tragedies to, you know, rest on.
Yeah, exactly. What are you listening to in the background there?
Sounds like the new Sean Ellis Group record.
Oh, yeah,
which I'm really digging.
Familiar.
I didn't much care for the the other two albums. But
yeah, well, me neither. I wasn't actually, I didn't really care at all until I saw them play, which was Dynamite. I saw them in San Francisco, but they were amazing. Yeah, but the record didn't really do much. But I ordered this one into the shop, and I haven't given it a listen, but it sounds cool from what I'm hearing here.
Yeah, no, it's, I'd like the whole thing. There's a couple tracks that sound like a weird kind of live house music. With her singing, I don't know. There's this one track that came on, and I was like, oh, is this a remix, or did this change? And then I look at it, and it's like, no, it's just the band playing this kind of, like, weird, housey, atmospheric, housey vibe.
Weird.
Yeah, so, I never really took note, and I tried to get into the last two, but this one's great.
Cool. Yeah, I might have to play that sometime next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's get to the Stefan Roik.
Yeah, Stefan Roik.
And this might be it for Pop Drones. Noise is up next. Talk to you next week, Josh.
All right, take it easy, Mark.
Bye.
Radio.
Oh.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Happy, 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 happy. Boing, 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 boing.